You're all thinking something. Maybe you're thinking, why doesn't that preacher say something? There's thoughts going through your mind. What are they? What are they? Every day we have thoughts. Every day our mind is going and we're thinking things. For a message title of the morning, you can turn in your Bibles to Matthew 17, verse 25. We're not going to spend a lot of time here, but I just want to go here for the message title and look at some words of Jesus. Matthew 17, verse 25. Maybe we should back up and just catch verse 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, "Doth not thy master pay tribute?" And he said, "Yes." And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers?" Did Jesus have to ask Simon this question? What thinkest thou? We know he didn't. But he wanted to know, Simon, what's your reasoning behind your answer to these people? Don't you realize in your mind that I am the king? I am God. This tax money was for the temple. For the upkeep of the temple. I'm God. We don't need the temple anymore. He wanted Simon Peter to think about that. So what thinkest thou? What thinkest thou, Simon? The title of my message this morning is, "What thinkest thou?" And we want to look at some thought life that we can have today. Because I believe thoughts are important to God. As I was listening to the devotional, I believe it was, somebody said about what's in the heart comes out. What's in your mind and heart comes out in thoughts. It's put into words. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." What are your thoughts? The message of the morning, I'm going to turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And look at some thought patterns that we can have today. And why it's important. You're thinking about something. What are you thinking about? Today and in the coming days. Philippians 4, verse 8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." I have 3 points for the message. The first point I'd like to look at is, why is our thought pattern so important to God? Why is what you're thinking so important to God? The second one is what I'm thinking about pleasing to God? And the third point, how can we conform our thought patterns to God's will? What we think determines what we say and do. Words are formed by the thoughts you have in your mind. The thoughts you have can bring blessing to others. It can be an encouragement to them. Or it can discourage them. Every thought that comes into a word. Can either build somebody up or tear them down. Every word. Can cultivate hate or hurt or feelings of love. But it all starts with a thought. With the thought. What's in your heart? What's in your mind? The thought controls what you do in life. The outpouring of what your works that comes from your life. There's a shooting that happened in a school. We were sitting in a McDonald's with my family. And they had the TV on up there. And it was on a shooting. We encouraged our children not to watch. There's little things I gleaned from that. And as I pondered on this message, I don't know all the details of it. But there had to be some thought went into it. They were feeding on some kind of crime or something that drove them to it. Maybe it's the act of kindness that you have. You have to think about it first. Because if you didn't think about it, you're not going to do the act of kindness to somebody. Or it can be in our personal life. Lust. Unknown sins that people don't know about. What are you thinking about? You can have sin in your thought life and nobody knows. God is very important, interested in this thing of what thinkest thou, what you're thinking about. Because finally, what you're feeding on in your life is going to be what's going to come out eventually. Or maybe you'll try to keep it hidden as much as you can. But there'll be little fruit that you keep seeing pop up in your life. The psalmist in Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting." Are your thought patterns important to God? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Because your thoughts are eventually going to be actions, and it's going to affect who you're going to serve in this life. And it's also going to affect where you're going to spend eternity. Can we control our thought life? Second point. Is what I'm thinking about pleasing to God? I want to pull a lot of these thoughts from this Philippians 4, verse 8. As we are called to think on these things, maybe we need to start by looking back over our life, the thoughts we've had. Where have I been in my thought life? Have I always fed on the things I ought to have? Is there some bitterness in my heart that I've been feeding on? Is there some unforgiveness that I've been feeding on? Is there a hurt in my life that I've been feeding on? And been mulling it around in my mind and thinking on it. What are you thinking about? What thinkest thou? an MRI of the head, does some deep searching onto what's in there as far as your bone structure, how it's formed. What it consists of. They can see a lot. My wife had one done, and we went into the chiropractor later, and he made mention, I think I can pull that up. So he went over to his computer and started doing some clicking around there, and pretty soon, yeah, you could see the bone structure, what it's made of. That's what this verse is in Philippians 4:8. What is your MRI revealing in your life? Let's look at them. First one is truthful. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Truthful. The God we serve is a God of truth. Hebrews 6:18, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Impossible for God to lie. He is truth. God didn't lie to us. His promises are there. If we just reach out and grasp them. But what about us with our neighbor? Do we feel like we can somehow shade the truth just a little bit? Nobody will know. We can't hide truth from, or we can't hide lying from God. God is a God of truth. We may be able to hide the truth from our friends and neighbors, but remember, God knows. And Ephesians 4:25 says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. We're called to be truthful one to another. Do we have that in our thought life? The second one from this verse. Whatsoever things are honest. Honest. Noble. Proverbs 11:1. Can help us to understand what being honest is. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Being honest. Truthful. Honest. Provide things honest in the sight of all men, Romans 12:17 says. What does the community say about you? But more than that, what's your thoughts when you do a business transaction? I can just hide just a little bit. Uncle Sam will never know. Or the church leaders will never know. Or my brethren in Christ will never know. We somehow think we can hide the thoughts in some shady business dealings that we can do and nobody will ever know. But brethren and sisters, remember, God knows. God knows. The third one. Our thoughts should be of things that are just and right. It says, whatsoever things are just. Just and right. To explain this, and let's turn to Acts 10. We see a man that had this very explanation about him. Acts 10:22. And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear the words of thee. Cornelius, a just man, one that feareth God, and of good report among the nations. He was upright in heart and in right standing with God. How is my standing with God? Am I in right standing with God? Is my thoughts going around in a circle? We're trying to ignore the fact that something's not right here. Something must not be right. We try to convince ourselves that everything's all right. When really we need to come back to the fact, to the truth of the situation, is everything just in my life? Is everything taken care of? And put our minds and thoughts to rest that way. What does your MRI reveal about your thought life in being just? The fourth one. Things that are pure. Whatsoever things are pure. Pure. That's things of the world, isn't it? No. Far from it. The world is so impure. There's so much impurity out there. Let us not be dwelling on the impurity of the world about us. Is what I'm thinking about pleasing to God? God has no time for impurity. God is a righteous one that can only stand purity. First Timothy 5:22 says, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. God calls us to purity. James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the fatherless is it. Let me read that again. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. What? To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. In our thought life, it is so easy to get spotted from the world. The world can put a spot on our thought life and start a chain in our minds of thinking that is not pure. Fifth one, things that are lovely. Things that are lovely. Well spoken of. Lovely. Lovable. Friendly towards someone. Kind. Our thought life, oftentimes we can start mulling over the wrongs that somebody has done to us. And we start harboring bitterness. Is my thoughts towards everybody lovely? Are they of good report and well spoken of? Are they kind? If you find that you're not at that point, if you find you're harboring bitterness, the answer to that is forgiveness. Forgiveness. The sixth one, our thoughts should be to bring out the best in others. We see that in the virtue. If there be any virtue, if there be any thing valuable in it, we should be have those in our thoughts to try to bring out the best in our brothers and sisters. Because when we start thinking about that, it's going to make ourselves stronger, but it's also going to make them stronger. If there be any praise, our thoughts need to be focused on praising God. That's what we're here in this life for. Praising God. No matter what the trials are, are we focusing on praising God? Is our thought life focusing on praising God? Sign that we had in the mechanic shop. Birds also have bills, but they keep on singing. We have trials in life. Things that want to drag us down. Are we focused on praising God? He brings those things into our life to try us where we are. In serving him. What thinkest thou, Simon? How is my MRI? Is there any areas in my life that I should be working on? Is my thought life what it should be? The third part of the message. Let's look at ways that we can conform our thought patterns to God's will. How can we conform it? The first and foremost, I believe, for to have right thought patterns needs to come from a heart that is right with God. If you try to start anywhere else and just change your thought pattern, it's not going to work. It'll work for a while. But the devil's going to keep putting things in your thought life. Right thoughts come from hearts that are right with God. Psalmist says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Let God search your heart and your thought life. Is it right with him? The second one I have underneath, how to conform our thought patterns to God's will. If there's places in our life where we have not done as we ought, have not thought thoughts that we should have, there's forgiveness. Forgiveness is the next step. I'm sorry. What that does is it causes openness. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." But we see this openness that comes. Turn with me in your Bibles to Romans 2. Like to read these verses? Let's stand as we read these. Romans 2:14. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile, excusing one another. In the day when the God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. You may be seated. This openness I see from these verses, taking responsibility for where we were. I was here. In my actions and in my thought life. An openness that comes that our brotherhood can help us. We see in verse 16, in the day when God shall judge the secret of the men, of men by Jesus Christ. Secrets. Thought life. Thought life. Ecclesiastes 12. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. We're called to fear God. Keep his commandments. Verse 14 goes on to say, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. Openness to the brotherhood. If you don't have openness here on this earth, when you get to the judgment, there's going to be openness. Matthew 9. Matthew 9, verse 4. This is an account where we have the man with the palsy and he was healed. But in verse 4, the scribes were talking within themselves in verse 4, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your heart? Jesus was human. He was walking on this earth. The men were about him. Why are you thinking this? They didn't say it. They didn't tell Jesus about it. Jesus knew their thoughts. Jesus knew their thoughts. If Jesus, when he was here on this earth, knew their thoughts, so much more when we get to heaven and we stand before the judgment seat, God starts judging. He'll know your thoughts. This morning I'd like to ask each and every one of us, ask yourself the question, the thoughts I had this past week. If we were like Nebuchadnezzar and all of a sudden over here on the wall, a hand came out and started writing them out. Everything down to the last small detail. Would you hang your head in shame? Or is it like it says there in Philippians 4:8 that we're going to see a trend of things that are truthful, things that are honest, things that are lovely? Or would it be otherwise? Let us be honest and open with ourselves. Let us have openness one with another. We're all human. We all have struggles, areas that we need to work on. But the brotherhood can help if you just let them. If we try to hide it, it only digs us deeper. The last one I have is how we can conform our thought patterns to God's will. What are you feeding on? What are you feeding on? I have wrote down, we need input that produces good thoughts. Input that produces good thoughts. What about devotional life? What about reading the Bible, the truth of God's Word? What about prayer? Those are all good. They're foundational for building thought life that's strong and stable. Let's build out from that. Is the thoughts I'm thinking, is it always looking for the best in others? Or am I always negative, looking for the worst in others? Input that produces good thoughts. Think on the positive. There's many magazines about us that have put input into our lives that can be damaging to your thought life. Refrain from them. Stay away from them. Psalm 101, verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I often thought of this verse. There was a time in my life where, I'm not proud to say, there was a time in my life where I'd gotten into movies, watching movies. This verse has stuck out to me since that. When you insert that DVD, they rate it, yes. But does God rate it? Does God rate it? What comes across that screen is something new to you. You don't know what's going to be in there that's wicked because it's not made by people that have named the name of Christ. If you want to be victorious in your thought life, watch what you place before your eyes. Maybe I should have started with that, because I do feel that that is very key when you start looking at the rest of these then. You have little things in your life where you start putting things like that, where you know it's not what we want. You start putting it in front of your eyes. And you usually see devotional life start going down. I saw it in my own life. Devotional time usually comes back to a minimum, if at all. Your time reading your Bible is limited. Why? Because you're filling your mind with something else. Something that's catching, something that's taking your attention. let's put input into our lives that produce good thoughts. So that when we stand before the judgment, we can hear those words, "Well done." What thinkest thou? How is your spiritual life? How is your thought life? Have I guarded what I ought to have in my life? And in closing, a quote I came across. Straight living cannot come out of crooked thinking. Straight living cannot come out of crooked thinking. You want to live straight? You want to live life in tune with Christ? Feed on the right things. Feed on the things that are going to help you through to right thinking. Let us kneel for prayer.